Om Shanti. Good morning. Today's magic of blessing is, like a sunflower facing the sun, may you always be facing and be close to the Father by shining like the sun of knowledge. Like a sunflower facing the sun, may you always be facing and be close to the Father by shining like the sun of knowledge. Explanation is, a sunflower is always surrounded by the light of the sun and it always faces the sun with its petals in a circle like rays of the sun. In the same way, the children who always remain close and facing the sun of knowledge like a sunflower and are never distant shine constantly like a sunflower with the light of the sun of knowledge and also enable others to shine. So today Baba is telling us that we are that sunflower and we are facing that sun of knowledge. Sun of knowledge is Baba. So we are sunflower. So I was reading about the history of sunflower. And there are a lot of variations in the Greek mythology on the origin of the story of this about sunflower. So there was a Clytie, a water nymph. Nymph is like Apsara. And she was in love with Apollo, the sun god. And she would stare up at the sun for long, long hours and waiting at the glance of for the sun to look at her. But Apollo, sun god, was in actually love with somebody else and he would never look at this water nymph. So Clytie, she went into depression and she felt very bad that sun is not looking at her, and she went in depression and she would not eat food, drink water for so many days. So what happened? The other gods felt sorry for Clytie. So the other gods, what they did, they transformed Clytie into a beautiful sunflower. And she was transformed into a sunflower which would always follow the path of the sun. So this is the history in mythology where they say how this name sunflower came. And sunflower, actually, we know whenever, wherever the sun is, the sunflower's face is towards that. It is said that the young sunflowers, when they grow, they face their face towards the east. And when the sun moves, wherever the sun goes, the sunflower also moves. And when they grow old, they become stable facing the east and looking at the sun. And if you see, sunflower dangles like this. So the stem also, there is some uneven growth. One side grows during the daytime and one side grows during the nighttime. That's why it's like this. So this is, and because it gains warmth from the sun, it also attracts other insects and butterflies on it. So that is sunflower. So today Baba is saying that you are sunflower. So now how sunflower looks at the sun of God. So here also we look at Baba, a sun of knowledge, and we are also in love with Baba. Like how that sunflower was in love with that son of God Apollo, here we are in love with Baba, and we also run wherever Baba is there. Wherever we know that Bab Dada is coming to Diamond Hall, we all children have a gathering in Diamond Hall. All across the world people come and attend that gathering. So we also run wherever Baba is there. And what happens if somebody is in love with somebody, whatever that person says, we do it. So we also want to hear, we also want to see him, we also want to have a glance at him, and we also want that Baba also looks at us. Like how this Clytie had that desire that the sun looks at her. So we also have that desire that Baba gives me drishti. So here is like that. And also the other name for us Baba has given us, that we are gopis. Hearing Murli, this is son of knowledge. So Murli, the knowledge points, and we also love to hear Murli, and we are like that Meera who is in love with Krishna. So this is like love. So sunflower is actually a symbol of love, loyalty, longevity, deep love. So it signifies adoration. Adoration means deep love for somebody. So here also we have that deep love for Baba and faith in Baba, attraction towards Baba, faith in his knowledge, whatever he is giving. No matter whatever Baba tells us, we really love it. Even sometimes he will tell us that you were monkeys and I made you a deity in a temple. Still we like to hear somebody, Baba says you are murkh, you are jerks, but still buddhu. So we say, we love to hear that also from Baba. So whatever he tells, we love that. So we have, the sunflower signifies adoration, deep love, and we have that deep love for Baba. Second, sunflower signifies loyalty. So loyalty, that honesty, that trust in somebody whom you love. So here also, always Baba gives the example of Sita being loyal to Ram, and she gives the test paper, fire paper, to prove it. And here also we are Sita and Baba is our Ram, and we also love him, we have faith in him, we have trust in his knowledge. Like loyalty means, if there can be a lot of questions, whatever knowledge Baba is saying, there can be queries also, but still at the end of the day we accept whatever Baba says. Like for example, many people ask after going to washroom, why should we take bath? What is the scientific reason? So we don't have any scientific reason, but if Baba has made that rule, we follow, and that was made during that time, so it has some explanation. So many things Baba has not cleared about golden age also. People can raise questions like, what is the reproduction in golden age? Whatever. But that loyalty, that love, that faith in Baba makes us accept things very easily. So loyalty. Sunflower signifies longevity. Longevity means staying for a long time. So here also Baba has made promise to us that we all will stay with him at confluence age, and we all will go together. So we have promised him, we have also promised him that I will eat with you, I will sing with you, I will drink with you, I will dance with you, I will sleep with you. So this is the longevity. So sunflower signifies deep adoration, loyalty and longevity. Sunflower is also known for being a happy flower. It's known as a happy flower. And it is said that it is the perfect gift. You can give it to somebody to bring happiness in his life or that day. So it is known as a happy flower. So here also, when a soul comes in knowledge, when there is a Brahmin soul in a family, he brings happiness to that family. Also he can bring fight to the door, but it also brings happiness. How he brings happiness? Because he transforms himself, because he brings changes in his sanskars, he removes the weaknesses, he works on his vices. So like that he becomes a fragrant flower, a Brahmin soul. So that Brahmin soul becomes a happy flower to the society, to the family, to the workplace, wherever he is working. Also his vibrations work in the entire house, so there is happiness in that family. He also knows a lot of things. He knows through this knowledge how to accept things, learn to accept things. He knows when to bend in situations. Baba teaches us how to forgive, how to forget. He learns to be a detached observer. So all these things, he learns to be a contented soul. So all these things makes him a happy soul, and if he is happy, he spreads the vibration of happiness and there is harmony in the family. So this is like, sunflower is also known as a happy flower. In spirituality, they say because the sunflower looks at the sun, means it is in the search of light. So a soul who is in search of light, means who is in search of knowledge, who is in search of enlightenment, is known as sunflower. So that's how they explain sunflower in spirituality. A soul who is on the path of spirituality, follow father, is in search for knowledge. So here also the entire world is in darkness, and Baba is the son of knowledge, has come to give light to the world, to remove the darkness from the world. So, and there are people who are in search of truth also. So Baba is that light, and he is giving light to the world. So this is about today's blessing. Just once again I'll read. A sunflower is also always surrounded by the light of the sun, and it always faces the sun with its petal in circle like rays of the sun. We can all also do a yoga experiment with this. Like I am like a sunflower, light, rays of light from me sitting in the center of the forehead, and Baba is that son of knowledge and his rays are falling on me. So this is one yoga experiment we can do, something creative in our meditation. In the same way, the children who always remain close and facing the son of knowledge like a sunflower and are never distant shine constantly like a sunflower with the light of the son of knowledge and also enable others to shine. Om Shanti.